I think that the first point to be considered is that such a Congress is taking place in Africa. It's the first time that a World Congress of the Catholic Press is taking place in Africa. And this is very significant. And I think that is telling us of the needs to increase such a presence and to promote such a presence in Africa. As you know, just less than 1 month ago in Nairobi, there was a special meeting of some small press agencies belonging to religious congregations. And they decided to have a new Catholic press agency from Africa. Because, as you know, until now, whatever is happening in Africa is known in the global context of the world today through European or American press agencies. Now, many things can be read, can be interpreted through an African eye. And I think that in the dialogical context of the world today, we need also to know what the African people is thinking about the African development. As you know, this was a World Congress. It means that we were having people coming from 48 countries. For sure, the majority of the people attending the Congress were from Africa. But we were having people from Asia, from Europe, from Latin America. And everybody was expressing the future needs and the exigent presence of the church in the communication world. And I think that the Congress was positive. Many problems were touched by the different lecturers. I remember an intervention of a Venezuelan professor of university, or the very important intervention of the Senegal woman talking about the role of women in communication today in Africa and in the African development. Relevant interventions, appropriate, I would say, interventions. They were touching problems. As you know, the theme of the Congress was the Catholic press in a tension of reconciliation and peace in Africa. And so, as you can imagine, we were touching such problems that have a big reference to the majority of the countries in Africa. It's not only a problem of reconciliation and peace, but also of social inequalities and poverty. And so I think that also myself, I was making an intervention in this field because I consider that really the Catholic press or the church through its own medias can play a very significant role in the promotion of reconciliation and peace in many countries in Africa. And especially, as you can imagine, to overcome some social inequalities and poverty. And so I'm coming from Ouagadougou with a certain hope, and I would say also a certain satisfaction. As you know, the same president of the Republic of Burkina Faso was present at the opening session of the Congress, but also all the Episcopal Conference of Burkina Faso was present. I think that such a Congress is a very big effort on the side of the government, but also on the side of the church. And I think that we must have a strong, a fervent hope that such a Congress, little by little, will produce the desired effects or results. Certainly, it will take time, because, as you can imagine, Africa is facing many problems also in the field of communication. As you know, new technologies are certainly increasing their importance in Africa, but we have to promote and to increase such a presence and such, I would say, reference to new technologies. We need time. But I think that this is a first very positive step. And I am accustomed to say, according to a traditional refrain in my country, that who is well beginning is already at halfway in his journey. And I think that we must be happy about this.
What did you feel that came out of the Congress about future challenges and also challenges today regarding Catholic media and religious reporting with regard to religious tolerance, with regard to reporting in conflict, which are very present?
Many of these problems were touched by people having interventions in the Congress. As you know, we must proceed in this way. This is why I am pleased that such a Congress has taken place in Africa. Because I think that the African people and also the various governments must take notice of the importance of the new technologies in promoting peace and reconciliation. It will be not an easy task. As you know, difficulties are increasing sometimes. But I think that people now, they have a different perception. And I realized that people present in the Congress were facing certainly the difficulties of the local situations, but they were eager, they were trying to do something to promote. As I tell you, I was telling you, it will take time. But I think that we are on the right way. We need now to support, we need now to promote. We must encourage such initiatives, because little by little, African people and the African church will find its own way to promote and to reach some positive steps in such a way.
When you were talking about the African church, and it's a growing church, when you see vocations, so it's interesting that it was held there also. It's fitting that it was held there when you think about Africans really do listen to Catholic radio. It is a growth area.
As you know, we have difficulties also for Catholic radios. As you know, in this moment, the Catholic radios operating in Africa are less than 200. And we need many more radios. Because certainly the Catholic radio is playing an important role, not only in evangelization, but also in human promotion. I would say that I was talking with many people operating radios in Africa. People are listening at our Catholic radios, and people are perceiving the importance of the message that the Church is giving through its media. The problem is that we have difficulties, not in Burkina Faso, because in Burkina Faso, every diocese has its own radio. But in many other countries, this is not possible for many reasons. And so really, the Church is finding some difficulties in promoting a new culture of respect, of dialogue, and of promotion of peace. We must work with the medias that we have. But this is why I am full of hope, I tell you honestly, I don't have illusions. I think that we have hopes, because I found people very much engaged in their activities. They want to play a major role in society, and this is positive. I think that, as I was telling you, the African church and the African people will find their own way to promote these values. But also, this is interesting, are traditional values. In the tradition, the African tradition. And so I think that we must cooperate in this field together.